take to the woods with your slippers and your hair pulled under your hood. You won't look behind you, you'll just know that you should. Be ready for climbing like you never thought you could. Looking for cover like you've never had to. Knowing it gets worse before it ever gets good. Cause something's wrong. If something is near, it slowly advances and has us surrounded here. If I'm right, then it's clear that I'll be on the wrong end of the spear. There's ice on the river, there's snow on the rocks, but it's too soft here to cross. That's bucks for your seeing in the water, circled by hawks. You stay off the middle, you keep out of shot, with your feet down in the frost. These kinds of stories aren't told if both get lost. Something's wrong, yeah, something has come. It's not taking chances, it's not giving us one. Set fire to be overtaken by the likes of even children that are too young to fight.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Naive Melodies. I'm on an hour, which I usually am not, though. This is 1 a.m., not 1 p.m. 1 a.m. on Tuesday. Oh, Monday. 1 a.m. on Monday. I'm 1 p.m. on Tuesday. But I'm not alone.
Oh, hello.
Cue Elizabeth.
That's me. I'm so happy to be here on this Monday evening. Morning? Evening?
Oh, you thought you were going to best me.
I really did.
You thought you were going to best me.
Well, okay, but would you consider 1 a.m. a morning or evening?
Well, I only have it as an evening. Evening's like 7 p.m. I think of it as like night.
Okay, so on this Monday night.
Well, I would. Well, it's not Monday night. It's either Sunday night or Monday morning.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Anyway, yes. It's 1 a.m. We're very tired.
And the
clearly.
Best part is we make it. So when you record a show, when you do a show like this, right, each show is archived for up to 2 weeks, which means that it's great. But yeah. That means that I have a little digital clip now of you saying you're right.
Oh,
which doesn't happen often.
I take that back. I would also like to stress that independently, like, Lucy and I are both very intelligent people, but then you put us in a room together, and I don't know what happens.
Maybe you're intelligent, Elizabeth, but you're speaking for me now. I never claimed to be intelligent.
Yeah, I'll claim that you're intelligent.
That's so nice of you.
I'll
claim that you're intelligent.
I'm very nice.
I believe it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Logging in now.
Okay. Yeah, are you going to, like, play a song, or are we just going to keep talking?
No, well, I'm going to play a song, but I'm just getting, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and usually I was taking my time, I thought we could have some friendly banter and chat while this goes on, but no, I guess you only want the music, so I'll go ahead and play my first song. Great transition, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hold applause.
What song is it?
This is Lotto by Tia Corinne. I don't know how to say her name, here's the thing. So I've heard this song a couple times now at WMFO bonding for eboard.
Very subtle.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess not really a plug because it's like a closed event.
Yeah, that's
like,
not
if you're not
a plug
on eboard
is.
You can't scrap
Great
that
plug.
Not a plug. Don't come unless you're on eboard.
Hey plug, crash this event that
no,
we're having
do
that
not,
you're not invited
do not.
To
we had so we okay Pizza Fest, which was open though, Elizabeth loved it.
I had a great time. I love the decorations, specifically the Minion one. Yeah. So, and yes, then also exactly. The was there a just the war sign or did I make that up?
It was just retired.
Just retired. Yeah. Okay. Same energy.
Very similar, I would say. Like, yeah. Changes in life, really big personal changes. But this song was played by the lovely general manager Zoe during her DJ set, and it was awesome. I was like, oh, I really like this song. And then I heard it again at bonding, and I like subtly Shazammed it in the corner.
Like the subtle,
yeah.
Like phone down by
I
the
had the
hips.
Phone
yep.
In my pocket. I put yep. It in my pocket.
Oh wow, you really like nobody.
I'm ashamed because I've gotten made fun of for it, not
oh,
at
no,
college,
same.
But in high school.
Yeah, no, that definitely was something
yeah.
People in high school would make fun of me for.
All right, but I'll go ahead and play it. This is Lalo by Tia Karine. I don't know how to say it.
Close enough.
Yeah. Well, this is a song that I could never play not during Safe Harbor hours. Just wouldn't be appropriate.
I'm
doing
excited.
It now. Here we go. Right, that was Lalo by Tia Karine, maybe?
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, Lucy and I have seemed to have made a fatal mistake of choosing our song choices separately and not discussing them.
A fatal mistake?
And a fatal mistake. And not a fatal
you would
mistake.
Call that... I mean, I just like playing... You can just play whatever.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's freeform. I'm very excited.
You just keep it freeform.
I thought we were going to have like a little cohesive like
no.
Sound. We're not.
We didn't talk at all.
Lucy started playing that song and I go, oh, this is
yeah.
Not at all like the songs
no,
that I have chosen.
Very different, I bet.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. I'm really excited to see just kind of like mishmash of like
yeah.
What we're playing.
Should I read the PSA first?
Sure, here? Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, I will. Come with me, microphone, over here. I'm moving you, okay, because I have to crane my neck to look. Okay. Donations drive PSA, yeah! We're
Woo!
Doing a donation drive, people. We do one every year. So you're welcome for being a part of it, and you should donate. And here are some PSAs about it. Here's one of them. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. Woo! If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers, We do have prize tiers.
Ooh.
Here's a fun fact, Elizabeth. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I'll tell you the fun fact. Okay. Prize tiers and mailing address. Go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. If you have any questions about it, there's a tab for it. Check it out. And here's another PSA. Keeps it easy. If you like what we were doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. So, Elizabeth, this is a true fact.
Okay.
And everyone listening.
I already don't believe you.
It's a true fact. I can go to the website and prove it to you. All 27 people listening. More than I thought.
Wow, that was actually, yeah, I was expecting like two, I'm gonna be honest.
This is now the stakes kind of high. It's a little higher than I thought.
That's like
would
a
be.
Full As humanities a full, class here at Tufts.
That's, yeah, that's a big class here at Tufts. So funny, so silly. Anyway.
What is this fun fact?
So here's the fun fact. I'm on the website. Can you
create
your
next? I can see.
Donations
like
drive? So there's different tabs. For example, $5 is Studio C donor, $10 is Studio B, $25 is Studio A, and you get different things, right? For example, if you're a Curtis Hall donor and you donate $30, you get a T-shirt, a free T-shirt.
Oh, whoa! Is that cool. What the T-shirt drive was for?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
And so if you have 100, you're a freeform stan. Record your own station ID or PSA and hear your voice on the air. If you donate $1,000, do you want to hear what you get?
I do want to hear what I get.
Receive not only the love and affection of every Tufts freeform DJ until the end of time, wow. But also, if you so choose, your own guest spot on a WFO show, as well as a classy dinner date with members of the station's charming and charismatic exec board. This is true. You can buy my time. They put a price on my time, and it's $1,000.
I want to make a joke, but I'm so speechless.
No, right?
They really are auctioning off a date.
We put it on there not thinking anyone would do the $1,000.
Has somebody done the $1,000?
No one's done the $1,000, but it's not, like, you can do it. No, I mean, like, someone should. Because you would, think about it like this. Don't do it to go on a date with us.
No,
I mean,
that's
yes,
exactly
you
why you should
no,
do
well,
it.
No, well, you can do it for that reason, and that's fine. Like, perfectly fine. But it would be so funny instead.
What's like the next tier? Can I the one tier down? Can I ask?
One tier down is $100, and that's freeform stan. That's a record your own station ID. So we go 5, 10, 25, 30, 50, 100, 1,000.
Wow. What if I want to give like more than 100, less than 1,000?
We would probably do some hodgepodge.
Okay.
So
cool.
Like 100 and like 25 type.
Perfect.
Deal. But yeah, you could
win a date.
You can win a date. There's an amount. On my time, you know what
wow.
I mean?
Yeah, they really said this emailment is worth $1,000. I respect that.
That's actually a high.
No, you're worth it. So you are worth $1,000 on a date.
Thank you. Yeah. Should we play your song?
Yeah. Back to this like mismatch and complete 180 of sound. We're gonna be playing Vienna by Billy Joel next.
Yes. Also, like I said though, if you're interested in going on a little date with me, and all of exec board, all like you know. 15 or so of us.
Wow.
We're a hodgepodge
big
of people
date.
With music tastes of, a wide range. And if you want to have our energies all together in one room, we'll buy you dinner. All you got to do is pay $1,000.
You also have to buy dinner.
That would be so funny.
Can you imagine? If, like, give us $1,000
and actually then know
buy
if it
dinner
stipulates,
for 15
I
people.
I actually don't know if it stipulates that. Did we buy you dinner?
There's no way. You can't donate $1,000.
As well as a classy dinner date. It doesn't say. It doesn't.
No, actually, you have to also pay.
It just doesn't
for the
say.
Dinner date
okay,
as well.
I'm kidding.
No, we're kidding.
We will buy the dinner date.
Yeah.
I'm also. I don't think anyone's gonna do this. Maybe prove me wrong if you want.
Maybe
I
like
think
a,
that'd be funny.
Maybe you, guys, to all 27 people listening, get a group together.
And
don't,
go on
go
a collective
halfsies.
Dinner date. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do think that it would be quite funny because I I will, to all 27 people out there listening, also just please donate. Like, please donate at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no,
because,
actually do donate. It's a
like,
good cause.
Like, $5, anything helps, because this is awesome. We get to play music, and just, like, it's a really good community here at Tufts, people who are passionate about music. It's community members as well. We don't just, you know, a lot of stations out there say only for college students. This is not the case for WMFO. We're open to community members, so we have people from a wide variety of backgrounds and walks of life and different ages and all kind of thing playing music that means something to them. It's something that I'm very passionate about. So if you're listening, consider donating. But I think it'd be especially funny if you donate $1,000. I would put on a little tux.
You would? Would you, like, get me flowers if I donated $1,000?
I would get you flowers. Okay. I would act like... We also have a prom coming up.
Oh, we do.
Class of 2024.
Yeah, that is a true fact. That's
so
happening.
I would like, treat it like it was prom. Okay, yeah. we'll go to the song now. Anyway. We've only played one song in 15 minutes. Yeah. That's on me. Anyway, here's Vienna by Billy Joel. After Lalo by Tia Carrere.
Because we have a cohesive sound.
We have a cohesive sound. Okay.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Very similar vibe to
Yeah, we
Lalo.
Really definitely yeah. planned this out very well, our set list.
We did a good job there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, okay. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, I don't like your tone of voice in any capacity.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Okay. The next song is my pick.
Okay.
I am still debating which one I'm going to pick.
Go with what one's, like...
I'm just going to go, the one that's coming up before the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that
is
the next
when
one.
When Your Life Feels Like a Loss by Deluxe.
Okay.
The thing to know, do you know Talking Heads, yeah?
Kind of. Like, okay. I've heard of them.
Yeah, okay. That wounds me.
It's like one of those, I think I know I would like them, but I'm just incapable in-depth listening to any artist other than Taylor Swift.
That's so fair. No, that's super fair. Talking Heads, like, your Taylor Swift is like my Talking Heads.
Okay,
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
David Byrne, super interesting, frontman of Talking Heads, mm-hmm. and also just does a bunch of his own stuff. really interesting, creative guy. Did a lot of work with Brian Eno, great music producer and artist, visual artist and all this stuff. Anyways, he has a very distinct voice. I don't know if you've, like, are too familiar, like, just off the top of your head with, like, what the voice sounds like.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, that's totally fun. But they say that the singer of Deluxe, like, very... People tend to say, like, oh, he mimics the voice. I think it might just be his voice, so I don't want to be like, oh, he's purposely trying to mimic
it. But is it similar?
It's very similar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very similar. Overall, really good music, though, in my opinion. But this is off the Generation album. This is When Your Life Feels Like a Loss by Deluxe. So yeah, anyone out there who, like, knows David Byrne's voice, you can get a good
take your word for it.
Okay, yeah, back to the song. That was When Your Life Feels Like a Loss by Deluxe.
That was a good song. I enjoyed that quite a lot. I heard what you said about, like, the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. The next pick is Elizabeth's pick.
Yeah, going based off how we're talking about how I'm incapable of listening in depth to any artist other than Taylor Swift.
There you go.
The song is Seven by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Such a good song.
Yeah, and I had to ask, what version, because I keep hearing, in the same vein that you're like...
Oh, you mean like Taylor's version?
I don't understand.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. This is, okay, that's for her first six albums. She's reworked... Okay, I'm going on a rant.
Go
okay.
for it.
Anyway, Taylor Swift is kind of a girl boss queen. And
okay,
she's,
never mind. Don't no, go for it.
She's
actually...
you're taking it back.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah, no.
Don't
she's
go
re-recording
for it.
Her first six albums so she owns the rights to her masters and her songs because they got sold to a guy who kind of like screwed her over.
Scooter Braun?
Scooter Braun, yep. Okay. So you do know stuff.
Well, I know that. I wasn't... I don't live under a rock completely.
Yeah, yeah, that's
just
fair.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
But no, this song is from her.
Now we have 26. We
lost two
it.
People.
We lost two
Do you think it was
since...
when I called Taylor Swift a girl boss queen? I think that was the exact moment that they're
yes.
like, actually, time to turn this off.
It's possible.
Yeah, so that, but that's for her. She's recording her first six albums. This is her song from her eighth album. Yeah. So it's just the regular version. Not the regular version, but she already owns it.
It's a whatever version. You don't like it that much?
I love this song.
You think it's okay?
I'm literally obsessed with this song.
You said it was like, it's whatever.
I said, yeah. Anyway, poor word choice, but yes. Stream Taylor's version of the albums that are out. She's in the process of re-recording.
Do you think that any of the other versions were better, though? Be real.
No, I think her voice has gotten so much better, more mature in the new versions.
I really wanted you to be like, yeah.
No.
I
think there's a couple songs that she hasn't re-recorded yet that I'm like, there's like some like choices that if you don't do, I'm going to be a little upset. But like,
fair.
Anyway, always just stream Taylor's versions because artists should have the right to their own art.
So,
yeah, making a valid
so
point
beautiful.
Here.
I love it when you say these things.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Profound idea. I know. What a statement.
What song is this again?
This is Seven by
Seven
Taylor,
by Taylor
Swift.
Seven by Taylor Swift.
Yes.
This is
Seven
by
Taylor
Swift.
Swift.
Like a pattern, love you to the moon and to Saturn, pass down like folk songs, the love lasts so long. Tell you, I think your house is haunted. Your dad is always mad, and that must be why. And I think you should come live with me, and we can be pirates. Then you won't have to cry or hide in the closet. And just like a folk song, our love will be passed on. Me in the weeds before I learn soon.
That was Seven Taylor's version.
No. I mean, it is, but...
Seven Red version?
Yeah. Keep going.
Seven Eight version.
Seven Eight Nine. Stop. Lucy, why was Six Afraid of Seven?
Anyway, the next song. Cause Seven Eight Nine.
Yeah. You're right. Anyway, yeah. Tune in for more dad jokes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, moving on. This next song is one that I think you will like, Elizabeth.
Okay, I was about to say, like, me personally, or, like, you, like, the collective.
I think as individuals, as a whole, as a collective.
Okay.
As one unifying body.
This is giving me flashbacks to my sociology midterm. Can we move on?
Have you... What are your majors?
What?
What are your majors?
Sociology and civic studies. I don't want to be employed in the future. I really actually genuinely enjoy
I'm not looking at anything too profitable.
Any employable skills.
Well, I knew you were a civic studies and sociology major. I just thought it might be... Well, because you were like, oh, my sociology class.
Yeah.
So I figured it'd be good to give context. Yes. Yeah. This was not me being like, well, you're majors, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
I did
think you were IR for a while. Because you were when you first came in. But I now
was
know
thinking
you're
about
community
it,
health. Yeah.
No, now I'm community health.
Yeah.
And
I do know that. I know facts about my friends. I promise.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Was it? Maybe it was you. It's Hannah and you. Shout out to Hannah. Much love, Hannah. Elizabeth, were you like... It was like you have a cat or something like that. Or a dog. You have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
Who has a cat? Do you have a...
I used to have two cats when I was younger, but neither of them are alive anymore. Anyways.
Anyway, there is somebody who had a pet, clearly not Elizabeth, my bad queen. But somebody was like, you have a cat?
It might have been me last year, because my cat was still alive freshman year.
It was definitely last year, okay.
So it might have been me.
It was probably you last year.
Okay. Just tell the story. Let's pretend it was me.
That's the story. It's just like, oh.
Oh, that they didn't know that I had a cat?
Yeah. This is me extending my hand to you in a comforting gesture. Do you feel comforted?
I'm so comforted right
now. Okay. This next song is one I think you will like, Elizabeth. Do you know Kathleen Hanna of Bikini Kill?
No.
Totally cool. She is like big and like really big focal point of the Riot Girl movement.
I've been really wanting to get into the Riot Girl movement. You posted
totally
on
cool.
your story like how to get into it, and I have a screenshot of your Instagram story.
I love stuff from Ear Feeder. It like tells mm-hmm. you kind of good albums to start with, and then kind of making your way from there. Riot Girl, really awesome, takes place kind of like all over, I would say, in Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. 80s, 90s type era. The most Bikini Kill is a big part mm-hmm. of that. This is Kathleen Hanna's band is Bikini Kill. She has another project called La Tigra.
Okay.
Big. This is around late 90s. This album is probably around 99, mm-hmm. somewhere in there, maybe 99, somewhere. I can't remember.
Do you not know the exact year?
This is 99.
I'm disappointed in
you. This is 99. This album.
You had to Google that or look it up. That's so upsetting.
Wow. Yes.
You don't have every single song fact memorized.
Let me talk.
Sorry.
Let me talk. How dare you? No, I'm kidding.
My hands are up in surrender.
Yeah. But yeah, this is Decepticon.
Okay.
It's gone very, like, big recently as well. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, one that a lot of people like, which means I'm hearing it more often, which is also super fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is Decepticon by La Tigra. It's great, and I think you're gonna like it.
I'm very excited. He took the bomb.
I can see. see you later.
So that was Decepticon by La Tigra. Like I said, big part of the Riot Girl movement, specifically Bikini Kill, who banned earlier.
Great I enjoyed song. It a lot. It was a really good song.
And the lyrics are really cool. They're like, some of them are kind of silly. Like, you have, like, who took the bomb from the bomb? Like, you know what I mean? And you have, like,
no, keep going. I want to hear you sing it.
Well, you have, like, and you have, like, I take you home and you, and I watch you get, like, I watch me get you hot. You're just a parrot when you're screaming, you're shouting, more crackers, please, more crackers, please. Like,
what?
My take on the song is, like, it's a lot of the lyrics, I think, concern what is, like, a big part of, like, certain bands in that era. Like, Slater Kinney has a song that's, like, Modern Girl, which is, kind of has the same idea of, like, being, like, what does it mean to be this, like, woman in, like, society, how are you viewed by the world around you, all this type of thing.
All good
and
questions.
So, yeah, and so this song, I feel like a lot of the lyrics, and, like, my interpretation, what I've heard people interpret it as, is kind of, like, a lot of it has to do with being fed up as being perceived as, like, a chick band, and, like, what that means of, like, a, you know, and also, like, everything you do is kind of put on with a, it's depoliticized, everything is done with, like, a, it's less edgy, you know, it's a chick band, you know, which is, like, when you have, and so, you know, you have a lot of, like, kind of grungy punk bands in the same era, at the same time, that are in the same, you know, scenes as a lot of these Riot Girl bands, but they're given this kind of, like, oh, you know, they're really, they're saying something,
it's
saying
real
crazy
music, I mean, because its audience is primarily male.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's also just, like, whatever they're saying is, like, supposed to be more intense and interesting and has a bigger punch, but that's not really true.
Yeah.
And this is a fun fact that's unrelated. But that, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, famous Nirvana song.
Yep.
That Smells Like Teen Spirit, that line was influenced by Kathleen Hanna.
Really?
Who spray painted, Kurt Cobain, Smells Like Teen Spirit on the wall.
Damn. She sounds badass. I want to be her friend.
She's really cool. There's a really great documentary about her that came out in 2013. It's, like, the punk singer. She's married to, like, Ad Rock from Beastie Boys. Really cool lady. But Smells Like Teen Spirit is just a deodorant. So she was literally just like, oh, he smells like Teen Spirit. And he was, and then he took a profound meaning for that. He was like,
that's
wow.
So
and
funny.
She was like, oh, what the?
So was Teen Spirit, like, the axe of the day?
Probably.
Can you imagine a song being like, this smells
Elizabeth,
like axe body
Elizabeth
spray?
Smells like axe. okay, but the next song is
my choice. It's Stargazing by The Neighborhood. I forgot for a second what
I also
picked.
I was like, you go.
Yeah, I know. Lucy was, like, signaling to me. I didn't remember. It's Stargazing by The Neighborhood.
No, I also forgot the song. Okay, here we go. Do you want? Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. No, actually, don't. Let's keep talking.
Okay.
Okay. No, I don't have anything to say. No,
okay.
Play the
should
song.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it from the top. If I start, I just can't stop. All the patience that I got, it's not enough to save me. It's a race against the clock, but we don't wanna watch. Keep running till we're lost. Got me thinking, pull it out of park, put it in drive. I can feel your heart beating with mine. Underneath the stars, looking for a sign. Stars looking for a sign, glowing in the dark.
out till the sun shines. Made it pretty far on the first try. Might have set the bar a little too high. Yeah, started with a spark, now we're on fire.
Alright, that was Elizabeth's choice of Stargazing by The Neighborhood.
Yep. Did you forget the name of the song for a second?
When you're speaking?
No, I was busy on running the show.
Okay, sorry. It just kind of seemed like you forgot the name of the song for a second. That's fine. It happens to all of us.
I was busy making the show work.
Okay, proud of you.
Well, which one of us is operating the board?
Honestly, got me there.
Yep.
You're doing such a good job of it, too.
Why sound condescending?
I'm not. I'm trying to be supportive.
You're doing such a good job of it, too.
Oh, my God. Look at you go. Proud of you.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Remember last time when I was on, when you didn't turn my mic off fast enough, and they, caught me having conversations in the background?
No.
That did happen. I think you did it on purpose. Probably. No,
I actually did
do it on purpose. I was, speaking because I thought my mic was off and it wasn't. Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this for over a year.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I have absolutely no, technical ability.
Say that again.
No, because you can record this. I forgot about this. I need to stop being so nice to Lucy where people can record it.
Yeah, I'm going to play the PSA now.
Okay.
The PSA is one from the Ad Council, as they all are. And this is brought to you by, once again, the Ad Council and your safety-oriented friends here at WMFO.
What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
All right, thank you to the Ad Council for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good ad.
And this next one is also Elizabeth's pick.
My pick.
This is Cleopatra by the Lumineers.
I was Cleopatra. I was young and an actress. When you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand, but I was sad, you asked it, as I laid in a black dress with my father in a casket. I had no plans. Yeah. And I left the footprints, the mud stained on the carpet, and harder like my heart did when you left town. But I must admit it, that I would marry you in an instant. Damn your wife, I'd be your mistress just to have you around. But I was late for this, late for that, late
for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time. And while the church discouraged any lust that burned within me, yes, my flesh, it was my currency, but I held true. So I drive the taxi, and the traffic distracts me from the strangers in my backseat that remind me of you. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, when I die, I'll be on time. The only gifts from my Lord were birth and death, divorce. But I've read this script and the costume fits, so I play my part. I was clean with Petra, I was taller than the rafters, but that's all in the past, love gone with the wind. And now a nurse in white shoes leads me back to my guest room. It's a bed and a bathroom and a place for the end. I won't be late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time.
That was Elizabeth's pick of Cleopatra by the Lumineers.
Such a good band.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a new album out. I haven't listened to it. I have a very specific album process. When I first listen to an album for the first time, you have to listen to it full way through, start to bottom, no shuffles, like, first time you listen to it. I think that's a pretty standard opinion.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, the album is created in a very specific manner.
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with the Lumineers beyond just, like, the, like, hey, oh, that one.
Yeah.
I think I kind of know a few, that's about it. But yeah, that was cool. This next song is by the Maccabees from the album Color It In, out in 2013-ish? Let me see if that's right.
That was 9 years ago.
2007, way older. Wow. Man, this song
crazy.
Is old. Yeah. Well, not like old, but I just mean
like that's, no, that's pretty old.
Well, just considering when I think of it as being from, like, I think of it as coming out 6 years after than it did, and it's actually 15 years old, not...
Yeah.
You know, nine. But this is, Latchmere by the Maccabees.
Speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up, so stay in your lane. Beat up, beat up, beat up, beat up, beat up. touch me has got a wave machine.
That was Latchmere by the Maccabees. We have time for one more song. It's a long one, though, is my pick.
Ooh, I don't have any picks, so go for it.
Yeah. But I'm probably going to fade it early just because I like to try to leave the studio early and make sure the person that comes after gets some time to set up. So this is Asleep at the Trigger by Otto Lux, but I'll fade it early. But please go check out the full thing when you get a chance. So that's Asleep at the Trigger by Otto Lux.
That's a really good song. How long is that?
It's 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Yeah. We're at about 2 minutes and like 15 seconds. Like I said, I want to make sure that whoever comes next gets some time to, you know, set up, do whatever they need. Or if it's a not a made show, they have time to, you know, their show starts as it's supposed to. So I like to end a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I had such a good time.
This is Naive Melodies at an hour at which it usually is not. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us at this hour.
Yes.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining me.
Thank you again for having me.
Of course. I'm
don't
glad,
know what else
I'm
to say.
Always glad to have you in the studio. It's not an often occasion, and I'm glad when it happens.
Yeah.
So thank you so
it's
much for listening.
Fun.
Keep listening. There's a bunch of good stuff. And keep it freeform. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Back for Christmas. Mama's wondering why I never come around. Lord, I've been running for so long, I just can't find a way back home. So I'll turn to face the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding. Before I can get this rig turned back around. Head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. Thought I'd found a love to last me, till she opted for that candy-coated clown. I didn't even make a show, I just walked on and let him go. Still I'm running from the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around. And head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds.
straight towards the horses and the hounds. And motel sign rides a warrior with his horse run out and his lance pointed down. That's as far as he's gonna get, and he surely knows what's coming next. He's just waiting on the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a grinding before I can get this rig turned back around. Head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around. And head back